The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky Witte, Office Manager and Membership Specialist at the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. I am your host. My co-host today, as always, is the infallible Ms. Kate McAllister, President CEO. Welcome.
As always, whatever. There were times you dumped me like for a whole year and a half.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. I replaced you with a younger model.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Anyway. But she was always cold. It was too much. I couldn't handle her in the studio.
Oh, and then she got another job. We're not bitter. We're not bitter at all.
Hey, spring in Sandpoint, am I right?
Isn't it beautiful? Oh my gosh. It's supposed to be 55 this Friday.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, but spring skiing is the thing, you know? This is what they look forward to all year.
I don't know.
Those athletic people.
Well, supposedly our weather outlook is warm and dry for March and warm and dry all summer.
Oh, no.
So we kind of need the moisture, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Everybody will be on the lake.
So we're going to start writing the grant again, the tourism grant. Give us a quick rundown about what that means for the chamber.
The tourism grant is, I apply to the Idaho Department of Commerce Tourism Resources every year. This will be my 11th year writing the grant. We get approximately between $150,000 and $200,000 a year to market Sandpoint, our lovely little burg, and the region for people to come visit and help our economy. But tourism is only about 40% of our economy because we're pretty diverse. It's better than Leavenworth or McCall, Idaho, who are 100% dependent upon tourism. So the stipulation of the grant, though, is that I can only advertise outside of the community. The closest I can advertise is Spokane. And we have a really nice Visit Sandpoint Council made up of a number of business owners in the area who rely on tourism. So every year, about this time, March, it's due April 1st, I sit down and think of new words to say about Sandpoint.
Yeah, which is kind of fun in a way, but also it's a lot of work, and I really appreciate you doing this for us.
My pleasure.
Here in the town. We're going to talk about this a little bit later in the last segment, but we are going to start doing our GMLs again if the COVID trends stay the way they are and we stay in phase three, if not a higher phase, and we can start meeting in person again, which will be great at the Tango meeting room. We're planning on that for not March, but April, the next month, because we wanted to give it enough chance, to make sure people are comfortable with this and everything going on. I'm pretty looking forward to that. We have some good topics coming up, and we'll, as I said, discuss that later. We are also focusing today on changes that you may not have noticed over the last year or so. Real estate experts and how businesses have pivoted in the shutdown phases. So this will be interesting. We're going to take a look at real estate stats, housing, different ways businesses have changed their model of business. I think a lot of people have stopped doing business the more traditional ways. And found out ways that will work for them in our current world.
And I'm glad you didn't say normal. I'm tired of that word. I mean, what is normal?
Exactly.
I'm normal.
Yeah.
All right, right. Okay, yeah. I was waiting for that. That's why I was...
We're near normal. We're normal adjacent.
Normal adjacent. That is so awesome. That is really awesome.
I agree with that. I stopped saying normal about 6 months ago because what does that mean? It's not a thing.
Right.
Trying to figure out currently how to make things function and work. And I think that's a really important thing, particularly for our small businesses.
Well, and in regards to tourism, it's divided into 7 regions, and we're the only region who is in the positive.
Yeah.
And have been all year.
Right.
And so people are coming here and,
So we have a couple of great guests coming up. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. And remember, you can now live stream us anywhere, northidahoradio.com. We will be right back.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college. cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question, being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Idaho's colleges and universities are teaching young people to hate America, promoting socialism and Marxism, dividing us, and portraying Idahoans as racists. They're attacking law enforcement, the Second Amendment, and free speech, and pushing a cancel culture that threatens all of us. It's time to take a stand, and time for Idaho to become the first state to stop leftist indoctrination on college campuses. Because when Idaho leads, other states will follow. Will it work? We say yes. We're Idaho. Idaho Freedom Action. We're fighting to defend freedom and preserve our Idaho way of life, and stopping leftist indoctrination in our state colleges is the first step. It's time to get the ball rolling. Demand your state elected officials defund leftist indoctrination in Idaho's colleges. Visit fixidahocolleges.com and get involved. Sign the petition demanding Idaho lawmakers act now. Paid for by Idaho Freedom Action. fixidahocolleges.com.
With the change in season, it's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape for driving in the warmer weather ahead. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts. Right now, they can save you time and money with their mobile auto glass service. That's right, Specialty Auto Glass can come to your work, home, or wherever is convenient for you. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by AGSE standards. Be ready for spring and summer driving by making the right choice today with the auto glass experts at Specialty Auto Glass in Ponderay.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
Oh, he thinks he's funny.
We're on the air. Welcome back to Chamber Chatter Hour. I really think we should record the breaks. It would be hilarious. All the outtakes.
Right?
Us sassing Derek the whole time.
Yes. Our beloved engineer.
Beloved.
Right.
Welcome back to Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky Witte from the Chamber, along with Kate McAllister. And we are joined by Stephanie Reif of the Selkirk Realtors Association. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, ladies.
She's a seasoned professional on the radio, so just take it away. I'm kidding. She just...
Don't panic. It's
I
good.
I feel the tires, Ricky.
She just panicked. She is on the board of the chamber also, so I should be nice to her.
Right, yeah.
What is the Selkirk Realtors Association? Let's start there.
The Selkirk Association of Realtors
is
a not-for-profit that was incorporated about 30 years ago. Actually, we're celebrating our 30th year this year. Mm-hmm. We are made up of realtor members, banks, title companies, home inspectors, everything that has to do with real estate.
Wow.
So some of the things we provide for our members is that, our mission is to advocate and educate the public, our members, everything real estate related. So we provide education for our realtors and also very often for consumers, our community members. Mm-hmm. We have a tremendous consumer outreach program.
Wow.
We're involved with a lot of different projects throughout the area to help make this a better place to live.
Mm-hmm. So you guys do a great job.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's one of my heartfelt areas there.
Right.
So it's just our goal to help make Sandpoint and Bonner Boundary Counties a better place to live.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And there's a lot real estate related happening. What are some of the major trends that you've seen since 2019? Like the last couple of years, what are some of the trends that you're seeing?
Well, the lack of housing or affordable housing has been a topic of conversation.
Thank you for saying
years.
That. Mm-hmm. I feel like people say affordable housing, but
what's affordable for you might be different.
Yeah,
for Kate
exactly.
Or me or
I can't afford housing. Yeah,
right. So some of the trends that we've seen since 2019 is the increase in auxiliary dwelling units.
Oh, man.
Which is, you know, hey, we got a garage. There's some room up above. Let's get a permit. And then Susie or Johnny can stay up in the garage. So
right.
A lot of other trends we've been seeing is folks who've owned vacant land or vacant land sales have, like, increased anywhere from 27%. To 45% in the last 2.5 years.
Mm.
So folks are building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing that we've seen a lot in 2020 and moving forward for this year is folks coming in, buying properties, bulldozing the house and building new.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's been interesting.
Yeah.
And we have several development subdivisions going in mm-hmm. in the area. And from what I hear from our members, a lot of them, they're selling them faster than they can build them.
Yeah.
So.
That's amazing.
It's been interesting.
Yeah. So when you, the thing that I'm most concerned about is, you know, the younger generation like Ricky and her friends, how are they ever going to be able to afford a house in Sandpoint? I just don't see that. I mean, I know you don't have the answer to that either, but.
Well, I have something that might help.
Oh.
The state of Idaho legislature passed a program. It's a first-time home buyer savings account that is tax deferred, I guess, would be a way to say it. And you can save up to $15,000 tax deferred to purchase. It's a down payment, basically. Grandparents can contribute. Parents can contribute, you know. That's one way that kids are going to be able to afford.
That's a great program.
Yeah, it is a great program, and I'm happy to get you more information on that if you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, I think about this for my daughter, too, Ricky. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, how is she ever going to be able to afford a house? And I can't answer that.
Yeah.
I know.
When I moved back here 5 years ago, it felt attainable. Like, I was like, I could buy a house in Kootenay still. And since then, it's just, there's no chance. And I have a good job. It's
you do.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how was the market, do you think, how was it affected by the pandemic?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, did
you guys
it increase?
Know it exploded.
Or?
Yeah.
It exploded.
I know. Yeah.
Literally like a firecracker. It's been insane. We went from the beginning of last year having just about 12 months worth of inventory in the MLS to finishing the year with 2 months worth of inventory.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. At one point, we had more pending listings than we did active listings.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
It's been insane.
No, my friend Chelsea Nova works at Evergreen, and she said that there was a day where they had one listing in the whole place. Like, that's incredible.
In their office, I know. Yeah. Chelsea and I talked about that this morning, some of these things. So, yeah, I mean, we've seen some new listings come on the market, and people are making offers, multiple offers, as soon as they hit the market. So. Huh.
Yeah, that is pretty, it's pretty amazing. Who do you see buying these houses? Are they, what age range? Are they new to town? Are they locals? Who is the person buying all of these houses?
The majority of folks buying in Bonner and Boundary counties is from out of state.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd say 65 to 70%.
Wow.
And when you guys asked me to be on the show, I did a poll of about 15 agents. And that was about the general number that they were coming up with. A lot of folks moving from California, Washington, Oregon. I mean, we even saw Hawaii license plates downtown this weekend. It was like, what?
Hey, why would you want to move from Hawaii?
Well, except for they're stuck on an island. They can't go anywhere.
Right. And oh, please, I'd live in Ireland if I could.
Yeah.
Well, and you ask, why are people coming here? I mean, because Idaho is an open state. I mean, so many other states are still shut down because of COVID. Yeah. So,
yeah, I have a family in Los Angeles, and they, you know, called me a couple of weeks ago and like, did you know everyone's moving to Idaho? I'm like, yeah, no, I didn't know that. Yes. Thank you for letting me know. But it is, it's so well known even in LA that people are talking about it, that it's a thing, like, oh, you guys should move to Idaho. Cause it is open in the fact too, that we have open land still, which is amazing.
Yes. That's yes. And we have, I can honestly say, about 2 weeks ago, I checked for active listings, and we had 57 single family home listings and 147 vacant land listings just in Bonner County.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. So that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I from my perspective too, I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I'm assuming that the outside buyers, some of them are taking these houses and turning them into vacation rentals. And so we see the decline of like long-term rentals. I mean, people, I think to the dismay of our young workers, I think we might lose a lot of young workers if we don't, there's no housing for them. And so, you know, I see that in my neighborhood. I live in South Sandpoint in a little tiny house. We paid $85,000 for it when we bought it 25 years ago. Has knob and tube wiring still. It's over 100 years old. We're going to remedy that this year. But I see them, you know, see outside buyers buying little houses like that. And right now it's listed on the tax records for $327,000. You know, but if we sold it, we'd never get into another house here. And so it's interesting to see the little houses being trashed and then building brand new colossal houses. And it's interesting.
First, Kate, I would never say you're wrong.
Oh, thank you, but you're welcome. I'm all right. I'm all right.
No, that's for people who know our relationship, they would understand that. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I would say there's a lot of truth in that.
Right.
I'd say a lot of folks I know have started Airbnb-ing or VRBO-ing just even one or two weekends a month to stay with their parents or, you know, somewhere. Right. And they can get enough to pay their monthly mortgage.
I know,
which is insane.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody knows rent prices have just gone through the roof. But if they can get it, I mean...
Yeah,
exactly.
And I don't know if we have enough interest in workforce housing or...
Definitely not.
You know, I just don't think that we're there yet until we... You know, when Kristen, who worked for the Chamber before, we went to Sun Valley for a tourism conference. And what's happening there are the younger people are just totally being pushed out, like in Ketchum. And when we talked to this one person working in a shop, she said, well, I've been retired for 7 years, but a lot of my friends own businesses were the same age. And there's nobody to work the shops anymore. And so they're calling everybody out of retirement to work. And
Tom Chassie and I have had that conversation for years because, at any certain time of the year, Schweitzer can employ 700 people.
Right.
And they have nowhere to house them.
Yeah.
And that's been a topic of discussion for a long time. I mean, look at Lighthouse. And
we've heard this from restaurant workers even on a much smaller scale.
Well, that's funny. I was going to bring that up. Ken Wood from Edward Jones and I were talking about this today, pushing the working class out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And business, it's really going to affect our local economy if we can't figure out some sort of solution. And a lot of people are dismayed when they see the big apartment complexes going in, like on Coney Cutoff. And I heard last week they're going to build an apartment complex over where Walker's Donuts used to be. And I don't know how they're going to do it, but that's just the rumor I heard. Anyway, we need that housing in order to maintain and satisfy the workers, the local economy. And
Yeah, because I don't know about you, but once I retire, I don't want to come out and be a server. I don't want to have to come out of retirement.
I don't want you to be my server.
It's a lot of money.
We probably would because I'd be the rude server.
We have about 30 seconds until our next break, but what do you find is the average price of a home selling right now?
Well, I'll try and speed talk my way through this. The average sold price in 2019 was $13,000.
Wow.
2020, we saw $495,000. And this year, in the first 2 months, our average sold price is $609,000.
Oh, no.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. So,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. You did great.
Yeah, thanks.
There's no reason to be
nervous.
You're
awesome.
It is time for another station break, so don't change that dial. You're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. This Christmas, Glenn took charge of preparing the holiday dinner as a present to his overworked wife. Jimmy Dean, his juvenile delinquent yellow Labrador, had just finished eating half the Christmas turkey thawing on the sink. Banished to the garage for several hours while the family ate the rest of dinner, he barked his way back into the warm dining room just in time for dessert. Upon entry to the house, he immediately vomited, then staggered his way into the kitchen, and like a drunk soldier, dragged himself to the water dish, urinated, then collapsed. What's your diagnosis? A test was performed to confirm antifreeze poisoning. Ethylene glycol is a tasty but lethal toxin in antifreeze. Jimmy Dean was lucky. His owner's quick response time resulted in a full recovery. Glenn now uses a non-toxic antifreeze just in case Jimmy doesn't control his drinking habit.
For other interesting cases, visit our website at idahovet.com. At North Idaho Animal Hospital, we care.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Just in at ProX Home Center, seeds. It's time to think about planting, and ProX has what you need to get started. Stop in today for a wide selection of fertilizers from Jonathan Green, soils from Black Gold, seed starting kits, garden tools, pots, and more. Get a jump on the season with a four-shelf mini greenhouse, a 40% savings at just $29.97, but only while supplies last. ProX Home Center, just north of Bonners Ferry, your hometown everything store.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Oh, we're hearing music. That we're not.
Yeah, oh yeah. Our guests can't hear that we're back on the air. Sorry. We're just dancing. Welcome back to Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky along with Kate, and we are back with Chris Bassett of the Bonner County Housing Authority.
Bonner Community Housing Agency.
Oh, my gosh. It's asked Kate because I couldn't remember what BCH is.
We really don't have any authority.
This is my second thing that I've gotten wrong on the show yet.
It's okay.
Because you're human and we all make mistakes. And
Bonner Community Housing Agency.
So tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're a private nonprofit organization that focuses on advocating and developing affordable housing within the context of Bonner and Boundary County. So
nice.
What we look for is opportunities, whether it's in buying, rehabbing, and reselling homes or new construction, trying to find a way in this current environment to create some affordability is difficult, but it's good. We've been able to build two houses this last year that we were able to sell in the city of Sandpoint for under $230,000.
Wow, that's affordable housing.
It's affordable housing.
It's really
and I think
getting
we're
me
the only ones doing it.
Yeah,
so,
people
honest,
calling but. Affordable housing. Over $350,000 for a tiny
house.
Like,
not.
That's
well,
not what
you know,
is
affordability is always relative.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so when you, are retiring or you're moving here from a wholly different economy,
yeah,
it's very affordable.
Yeah, yeah, right.
True.
Yeah.
For the amenities, right. For the resort, for the lake, yeah. For the beauty. I mean, it's kind of like, duh.
Right. But for the average 30-something who grew up here and works a job
or
in
two.
Sandpoint.
Or two.
Yeah. So those are really the primary people that we're focused on getting mm-hmm. housing for. You know, we our motto is develop local housing.
Yeah.
So our focus is really on local families. And, you know... The biggest challenge I think that we're running into is just that the market is outpacing incomes and the capacity to stick with it in this community. And we've seen that in places like Sun Valley and other areas of the state where, and really that's the main area of the state that's outpaced Bonner County.
Right.
You know, so we're talking large resort towns that, you know, obviously aren't able to keep up with the demand for affordability.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a little bit of Stephanie on prior, which is good, and some of the data is staggering when it comes to where we're at income wise. So, So I've got a lot of info on that. But
I do want to clarify, she didn't have a chance to say before we ran out of time that the number of homes sold in this last year compared to the year before was a huge. I think she said it was 83 this year, and then 100 and something. The year before. So there's also a difference in the number as opposed to the average home
correct
price.
total residential sales were pretty similar number wise for 2020 and 2019. So there wasn't a huge difference. So, you know, thankfully, I get all of the data from Stephanie.
Yeah, me too.
And so
it's
we
great.
All, you know, we just pick it apart and go, "Hey, thank you Stephanie." Thank you, Stephanie.
Yes.
One of the areas that we really try to focus in on is this lower tier income.
Mm-hmm.
And by lower, we're talking about 80% of the area median income.
Wow.
Here's a statistic that might blow your mind a little bit. Bonner County has a lower average income than Boundary County.
What?
I told you. It might blow your mind a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
shocking.
When HUD does their... annual review of income based on labor statistics. And they've got a whole department that just comes up with income numbers that they'll use for their stuff. What's really interesting is that they, Boundary County with their population has a higher income than Bonner County.
Wow.
Now what's really interesting is that we have way more wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We just have less income. What that means is that majority of the income is retirement income.
Yeah.
Right? It's already earned income. So we're not looking at taxable wages, which is the number one thing that they're looking at. So we have retirement income, which most of that, if they've done their retirements right, is non-taxed income at that age.
Yeah.
Right? So they're taking a withdrawal, whether it's on Social Security income or it's income from investments that is not being taxed.
Yeah.
With that being said, it's driven down. We have wealth and we do have income here more than Bonner County, our Boundary County, but the wages, it suppresses the wage numbers. So now when we talk about what's available for help with people in the lower income bracket, in Bonner County for a family of four, they have to make less than $49,200 to qualify for, say, a HUD, either a grant or some form of additional help, which we provide whenever we sell a home. But for a family of four, it's less than $49,200.
What would people have to be making to buy a house in this economy without help? Like, what would I need to be making?
So here's where we came out on that particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
The average sales price for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in Bonner County was $450,000.
Right.
So that's just the 3-2s. And the reason why the average price is $609 is because a lot of people are buying $750,000 to $2 million places, you know, so there's that just takes that whole
skews
number
the average
up, right?
Yeah.
So when we look at average sales price of 609, well, I look at size, you know, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, let's exclude the 4-, 5-, and 6-bedroom houses from that.
I need to know more of those people because clearly I Even though I'm not a family of four, both Ricky and I would qualify for the low-income housing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what's really interesting is we look at that number $450,000 and say, okay, what's a mortgage?
Right.
If somebody could come up with $90,000, which would be 20% down.
Wow.
And they were able to get the mortgage of $360,000. That mortgage of $360,000 is roughly $2,200-$2,300 a month.
Jeez.
Holy goodness gracious.
So do you find a lot more people getting assistance from you are single people, or are they mostly small families?
Almost all families. Wow. So we work with local lenders because people have to get, when they buy a home from us, they have to get a mortgage. So they have to qualify through the entire mortgage process. Our mortgages work with Idaho Housing and Finance Association, but we provide them with that 20% down.
Right.
And so that's how we're able to, we not only try to, we're a nonprofit developer, so we're not making any profit on the actual development.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we work with a builder, whether we're doing a manufactured home or a stick built, we just are paying cost as much as possible. And then we just transfer that directly to the buyer. And then we give them 20% in what's called a second lien that has no interest and no payments. So as long as they own their home, they're not making any payments on that 20% down. They do have to pay it back when they sell the home. But
that's great, though.
Yeah. It gets people in.
You said stick-built home? Is that like
that's
a foundation?
That's like a regular frame
house.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard
that before. Versus, say, a manufactured home, which is pre-done and maybe either pulled in on a trailer.
Right, which I have to say, manufactured home these days are not think they are. They're amazing.
And the construction quality has gone through the roof. And they actually do stick-built on the frame now.
Wow.
So it's like a regular home. It's just brought in pre-built.
So you mean they don't have knob and tube wiring like I do?
Oh, well, no. I don't think they ever put those in the manufactured homes.
Well, my house is 100 years old.
I think you've gone way past that.
Oh, gosh. I'm not used to living so fancy.
Well, what's interesting is 50% of Bonner County lives below the area median income of 80% of the area median income. So we have over half of our population that literally can never buy a home here anymore.
Yeah,
right. Well, that's like at the charter school, an interesting statistic the other night. I sit on the board, 52% of our kids live in poverty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just find that staggering. And so kind of to flip it a little bit, what about rentals?
Rentals is really difficult because everything has started to move towards vacation rentals because of our location. And it is a desirable place to have a vacation rental. So what you could get in a month with doing a vacation rental three times in a month is what you would have normally made in a regular month's income.
Right.
So financially, it doesn't make any sense for people to do long-term rentals anymore. And so the other aspect of this is dealing with subsidized housing and subsidized rentals, which people in the extreme low income, that makes say 25% of the area median income or less, or they're on Social Security disability or any of those, they have to find rental units where they're willing to take the landlord's willing to take some subsidy from the government, and that's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller up here because all the old rental units are sunsetting their agreements with HUD. So they're no longer taking Section 8 vouchers. They're no longer taking that. And now we're actually seeing a huge decrease in the availability of low-income rentals in Bonner County right now. In the last 2 years, it's been staggering.
And I was curious, too, with Stephanie saying that people are buying land and building single-family homes on them. I feel like that's even getting smaller and smaller is the opportunity to build these apartment buildings.
Well, yeah. And that's really about zoning.
Yeah.
You know, when we get into that, now we're talking about, you know, how large are the lot sizes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people kind of poo-poo the idea that small light site lot sizes is good for the community. Everybody wants a little bit bigger space, and they feel like everybody wants bigger space. But
right, and then put your houses three
inches
away.
Reality is that the land cost here is the one immovable force.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So whether or not the price of wood goes up, or the price of electrical, or the price of labor goes up or down based on like whatever's happening economically in the world, our land usually pretty much only goes up.
Yeah. That's what we're selling my childhood home, and it's not the house could be saved. Obviously, the person living in it is fixing it up, but it's not the house that we're selling. It's the land that is worth so much. And it's one of those old lots that is actually huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, I think a building in the area, City Impact, and within the county, and being able to create some more opportunities for larger scale developments, because the tighter you can fit it, we don't like looking at Post Falls, right? We don't like a cookie cutter housing, but let me tell you what, we need volume. However that looks, we need volume. We need builders to be able to come in and build 20 to 50 or 100 homes on some large scale, which requires all the infrastructure and everything else. But that's the only thing that can push the prices down at this point.
Well, we're going to lose a whole generation of people who can't afford to live here or raise their kids here, and that's what scares me.
Well, you're an excellent guest. I would love to have you back sometime.
Anytime.
Thank you so much for
maybe
coming
you could
today.
Do a chamber.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It is time for another brief break.
I'm always open.
Exactly. We will be right back. Thank you for listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
It's real. Biden, Harris, Schumer, Pelosi, they've only been in office a few weeks, but they're already pushing a dangerous and radical agenda. Banning your AR-15, limiting magazine sizes, a national gun registry, and even psychiatric tests for gun owners. They weren't kidding when they campaigned in support of taking away your guns. Now, they're trying to make it happen. Fighting back, the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, hitting hard, going on offense. Our efforts help pass Stand Your Ground expansion and constitutional carry. Now, the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance is stopping local government gun control efforts, working to expand Stand Your Ground and pass Idaho's Second Amendment Protection Act to prevent local law enforcement from helping Joe Biden's gun grabbers. Get involved. Fight back. Go to joinisaa.com and follow us on Facebook. This ad has been paid for by the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour, where we have very professional transitions.
Yes.
This is Ricky and Kate, and we're just going to do a rundown of Chamber news. I wanted to talk a little bit about, we talked about real estate in the last couple of segments, affordable housing and stats. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about the businesses who were able to take this last year and the shutdowns and sort of pivot the way they ran their business. We're seeing a trend of a lot of businesses aren't using the brick and mortar stores anymore and just working from home and allowing their employees to work from home. I know that, what are they called? The internet company in Coeur d'Alene. Their employees haven't gone back to work. They've just been working from home for the last year. Intermax. Yeah. I didn't put that on my list. I just came up with that. But we were just talking to Jens Olsen at Sandpoint Computers, and he did the same thing. He shut down the brick and mortar store at the beginning of the shutdown. So there's no more, you can't walk in off the street, which you didn't really need to anyway. It's a computer business. It's an IT business. So it makes a lot more sense. They can all work from home safely. He will still travel to your business. And see you in person if it needs be, or pick up your computer to work on. But he said he's a lot happier just working from home. And it just seems to work out for his business really well. It hasn't really affected it at all.
Right. And I, you know, it's interesting too, a lot of the businesses, because we were all worried about them, as I've said before, when everybody was shut down for the couple weeks, we were open and trying to figure out how to get everybody money. And so most of them did very well on takeout. I was quite surprised. But, you know, we're, as a community, we're pretty big supporters of all of our local eateries. And so they did well. Everybody just sort of pivoted and they started doing to-go food.
Yeah.
And, I thought it was a really great option. And so, you know, it's just my husband and I, and that's what we decided we would do at least once or twice a week. Let's go buy from one of our favorite places.
And exactly. And even like DeLuna's has started delivering now, which is great. We get them delivered to our little breakfast club every Sunday, which is really nice because, one, you get to see Karen or Amy, who I haven't seen in forever, and that's nice. But also because you don't have to even go into the store, which is really nice for anyone who hasn't been out in public in over a year. It's a lot of anxiety trying to re-enter society. McDuff's did really well with a to-go window. I know Jalapeno's put in a to-go window, but I don't think they ever used it.
I don't think so.
Which
is
funny. Yeah. But a lot of people had to just figure that out. I know that Beet and Basil just recently reopened to sit down service, but they were just doing to go for most of the time. And a lot of the businesses lend themselves to that. Like you just walk up to the bar and pay for everything and take it to go. And it worked out really well. Obviously it would have been nicer, to be able to sit outside and eat food all winter, but.
Well, and some of the restaurants too are now having a hard time, filling those positions because, I mean, it all leads back to what we've been talking about previously is a lot of the young people, there's no place for them to live.
Exactly.
And so that's going to be the difficulty in our retail jobs and our, you know, our entry level jobs is that, you know, are we going to be able to find people? I mean, literally, are we going to have to come out of retirement to help our friends keep their businesses going? And so I have pretty major concerns about that, what we do with the generation, with the millennials, when they want to start buying. I don't want them to leave town. We need you.
Yeah, exactly. another example, a great example, was Azalea downtown. They are a brick and mortar and they kept it, but while they were shut down, started selling things on Instagram and on their website and did better than that than they do with in-person shopping. Because it's that thing of you see it, it's cute, you just buy it before anyone else. It's sort of that competition thing. Right. And so they actually kept that up since they've reopened, and it's a great success for them.
And I was really surprised by that. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm old school.
Yeah.
Right. And so I like to go and look and shop and touch it and see what it's all about. And so I was really surprised when she told us that, when she said, no, I've been doing really well.
Yeah. It's great.
I know.
And that's why I'll buy shoes from a company that I know online because I know how this brand
fits
me. But I can't buy jeans online. Like, it's just not going to be a thing that happens. So I think it's interesting, too, and I'm glad that they're doing well. The East Bonner County Library was doing really well. They still are doing, you can put books on hold and then do a curbside pickup. So anyone who's uncomfortable going inside, they're still doing that. But they are open to the public as well. They have it really limited. They're being really safe. Most of their employees are not young. Just trying to be really respectful of that. But the library is doing amazing things. They're putting out great community programs. They're trying to engage everybody.
A great library.
Yeah. They still do the home delivery service for people who can't leave their homes. They really have a lot of great services for the entire community. They'll help you if you need to say, register for a vaccine shot online. Mm-hmm. The senior center is also doing that. You can reach out to SASE. They're actually doing in-person lunches again this month.
I have that.
Which
I have
is great.
That. Yeah. See, I have... Bob Whitty gave it and said, hey, would you please read this?
Right. I just spread it in their newsletter.
Yeah. So I'll just say it right now. Great news. The senior center will open for in-house dining on Monday, March 8th, next Monday. As we are in phase three, our numbers are limited to 40 people. So you must call ahead and reserve your seat. Mm-hmm. Walk-ins will not be accommodated. The grab and go program will continue to on a trial basis. As usual, please call ahead to reserve your pickup meal. When calling the center for your meal, please make it very clear whether you are dining in or picking up. And that phone number is 208-263-6860.
Yeah, SASE's great, and they'll help you with anything else that you need as well. But the meal program is really important to a lot of people, happy to see it's back. Yeah. There's also a lot of people doing fun things like Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness, The Reader, The Panada, KRFY are all doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. Just like here, NorthIdahoRadio.com, you can listen to live broadcasts and old broadcasts and all that stuff on YouTube or on their websites. And there's some really amazing, entertaining things out there. So it was nice to see the local entertainment and news get out still.
And one of my little theater groups, the Cade Prophet Memorial mm-hmm. Productions, that's what it is. We did a live table read for a script, and it was pretty funny.
It's really fun. Yeah. I know at the Music Conservatory, the children's theater groups did a couple of radio plays, which was great.
Yeah. And we did. They were fantastic.
We did some here too. It was very fun. Mm-hmm. I did want to mention, we have a couple minutes left. We are bringing back the general membership luncheon, the GML, in April. Thank you. I believe it's April 10th, the second Thursday of the month. We are trying to do different styles. We want to engage the audience a little bit more. If you've ever been to the GML, it won't just be a speaker style luncheon anymore. We want to have panel discussions and get the people attending to participate a little bit more, make it more network focused and interesting. This GML topic in April will be, what did you do? We want to talk to everybody and figure out, how did you pivot during this last year? What were the things that kept you occupied? What did you do while we haven't seen you?
Where have you been?
Yeah, exactly.
And the date is actually Thursday, April 8th.
Ah, perfect.
The 10th is a Saturday. I'm not going to go there.
I'll be there.
Okay, good. Well, you go there and you all be there with Ricky because I will not be home.
No, it'll be, Thursday, April 8th. I'll have it, of course, in our chamber newsletters as well. But yeah, we've sort of done a bit of yearly planning here at the chamber.
Well, you know, in thinking of our newsletters, we do two now. Ricky does a great job. We do Monday general information, and Wednesday is about employment opportunities. And I remember you and I last week were talking about, we have a lot of job openings here in our area.
Yeah,
really varied.
And a lot that haven't been filled all year. Right. There's still listings up from last March. And you're correct. It is all different pay scales, all different experience levels. If you are looking for an employee or an employer, check out our newsletter or ask to subscribe to it, because there's a lot of good information and job listings out there. It's pretty shocking.
I was really amazed. I mean, I couldn't believe how many we had. And so, yeah, if you need a job, be sure to, you know, get the Chamber newsletter on Wednesdays and go and find your new career.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't gotten the newsletter out for today yet. So if you are a subscriber, we're not quite there yet, but I will work on it as soon as we get back to the office. So any information, you can always email Ricky. Mm-hmm. It's RICCI@sandpointchamber.com. Mm-hmm. And let me know what information you would like shared in the newsletter. It is focused on chamber members. So if you're not a member, you can also email me and ask about membership, which would be great.
That would be great.
I know. So I did want to say thank you to everyone for joining Kate and me today on Chamber Chatter Hour.
Yes. We hope you learned something.
This was a fun one. And I'm excited to see people next month at the general membership luncheon.
I think
that will be great, really informative.
No hugging.
No hugging yet.
I'm still in the program to, you know, Kate, don't get close to those people.
We'll get there. Thanks again to our guests, Stephanie Reef, Chris Bassett, and Bob Whitty. For more information on our topics, and check out our social media pages, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce on Facebook or at Sandpoint Chamber on Instagram. For events happening in and around the Greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com or sandpointreader.com. For a complete list of chamber events, check out sandpointchamber.org.
246 CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky broadcast.